We have made it to the end of the week, everybody.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is definitely Friday, and Friday the 13th, 5:09 at WFMD. And welcome inside the Morning News Express. So nice to see you. We have 64 on top of Grove Hill Road at Free Talk 930 WFMD.
You know the saying, as American as apple pie?
America loves apple pie. We love apple pie.
I never had it. I never had it.
You never had it?
You've never had apple pie?
I never have.
Well, today's the day.
Today is National Apple Pie Day.
Sweet as apple pie.
National Apple Pie Day.
What pie?
The apple pie.
You get the apple pie. I'll go buy the ice cream.
Oh, let's make a day of it.
Showtime.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous.
Right there.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Superstitious, this may not be the day for you, but hey, I am not superstitious, and it is Friday, TGIF, coming up on 5:11 right here on WFMD and WFMD.com. So nice to see you. Thank you for checking in. As always, super grateful to be with you. I am Ryan Hedrick, your host, guiding you through another day and another opportunity to shine like the stars. It is 133 days into the year, just 232 days left in it, and it is the Morning News Express, the morning mayor checking in at 6:10. My compadre, my other half, my partner in radio crime, Chris Murray, at 5:50, 6:50, and 7:50. Nate Saunders in the award-winning newsroom, cooking up all the information you need to know and serving it to you on a nice, clean plate. At WFMD.com as well, and Diana Gibson with the traffic information you need to know to navigate the crazy roadways on, again, Friday the 13th. What do you think about that? Are you superstitious? Coming up on 512. Now it's 512 on WFMD. Lots and lots to get to. We have the top five at five coming up in 9 minutes, but coming up in 3 minutes, we'll check your sports right here on WFMD. Good Friday morning at 5:12.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
We start off in the NHL playoffs. They are crazy right now. Three teams tied their best of seven series up at three apiece. The Boston Bruins getting the win over the Hurricanes 5-2. That series tied at three. The Lightning over the Maple Leafs 4-3. That series tied at three. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Blues advance, beating the Wild 5-1. And in Los Angeles, the Edmonton Oilers skated to a 4-2 win over the Kings, tying that series up at three apiece. The Washington Capitals are on the ropes tonight. They face elimination at the hands of the Panthers. The Panthers up 3-2. They drop the puck at 7:30 in the district. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike will not run in the Preakness. Owner Rich Dawson made the stunning announcement 10 days before the race in Maryland. The Orioles beat the Cardinals 3-2, and the Mets beat the Nationals 4-1. That's sports at 5:16. And good Friday morning. Welcome to the top five at 5:21 at WFMD. I hope you're well, and thank you. It's so nice to see you as always on a Friday morning, Friday the 13th. We'll have a story coming up on that here in a couple of minutes. Massachusetts is paying out $56 million to settle a lawsuit, $56 million to settle a lawsuit over COVID deaths of veterans at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. 84 veterans died during an outbreak at the facility in the spring of 2020. Susan Kennedy's father, Air Force veteran Charles Powell, was among them.
No amount of money is going to bring my dad back or any of the veterans. Maybe it'll be more of a benefit to solve these problems in the future.
Sad. The settlement would pay a minimum of $400,000 to the estates of veterans who died. The dozens who were infected but survived will see at least $10,000. WFMD time is 5:22. We now transition to one media outlet accusing the Biden administration of lying to the American people about crack pipes in so-called safe smoking kits. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
The Biden White House said months ago that safe smoking kits and so-called safe drug use sites wouldn't contain crack pipes, yet the Washington Free Beacon says that's not true because they got them in five major cities. They reportedly got the kits in Boston, New York, D.C., Baltimore, and Richmond. Right now, more than 20 million Americans suffer from a substance abuse disorder, along with overdose deaths hitting its highest level in 2021. Also in the year 2021, nearly 110,000 Americans died from drug overdose.
Wow, talk about tone deaf, the Biden administration. That has to make you mad that crack pipes are being given out by the U.S. government. It wouldn't be the first time, in all fairness to the Biden administration. I mean, both sides of the aisle have played politics with drug abuse. But where's a guy like David Trone on this? Where's David Trone speaking out about the Biden administration facilitating crack pipes into the hands of struggling crack users in this country? It'd be nice to see David Trone come out because he's so hardline about the southern border. Talk about that stuff too. 5:23 is your time. Jen Psaki responding to the Free Beacon story Thursday, asserting that no taxpayer funds were used for crack pipes, as we come up on 5:24 now at WFMD. Speaking of which, a familiar face is leaving the White House today. Fox's Jill Nato in Washington, D.C. with the story.
Saying so long to the White House is Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She's become well known after giving briefings to the media just about every weekday of the almost 500 days President Biden's been in office. She's headed for a new job at another network, and after learning she was leaving, Fox's Peter Ducey had to say,
"Thank you, Jen. Sorry to see you go."
"Are you?"
"Yes."
Taking over for Psaki is Karine Jean-Pierre, the first Black woman and openly LGBTQ person to be White House press secretary.
Gotta check those boxes, right? Yeah, that's Jill Nato on the story. So let me tell you something about Karine Jean-Pierre. She is married to a CNN correspondent. And is that a conflict of interest if you're passionate about free speech? Is that a conflict that you're married to a CNN correspondent when you're going to be addressing questions from both sides and controlling narratives in the media? I don't know. 5:25 is your time. More inflation data is out this morning, suggesting more pressure on the economy. Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth reports from New York this morning.
The producer price index rising 11% year over year in the month of April. It's fifth consecutive month of double-digit gains. The producer price index measures what suppliers are charging businesses and other customers and generally reflects supply conditions in the economy. It could signal more inflation pressure building. The fear is that more inflation could drive the U.S. into a recession, and that is the tough position that the Federal Reserve sees itself in, trying to thread an economic needle, extinguishing red-hot inflation while trying to avoid recession and job loss. But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell receiving a show of support from the U.S. Senate, confirming him for a second term on an 80-19 vote.
It's 5:26 is your news time. The White House says Joe Biden and his administration are doing all they can to bring prices down. Do you believe that? I don't know if I do. I don't think he's doing anything to relieve the pressure that you feel at the gas pump or at the grocery store. And again, it's a lot of people say they feel anxiety over filling up. $4.45 a gallon is what I paid for yesterday. Very, very depressing. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki weighing in on President Biden calling out Trump supporters and Republicans as part of the, quote, MAGA crowd, close quote, and mocking his predecessor as the great MAGA king in a Chicago speech on Wednesday.
The president is not afraid to call out what he sees as extreme positions that are out of line with where the American people stand. And whether that is supporting a tax plan that will raise taxes on 75 million Americans making less than $100,000 a year, or whether it is supporting efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade.
How about leaving 13 Americans stranded in Afghanistan who eventually died at the hands of a suicide bomber? How about opening up the southern border and leaving borders open? How about more Americans dead from COVID than under his predecessor? How about that? How about the policies that are crippling the American economy? 527 is your time. And superstitious people may be a little more on edge today as we hear from Tanya J. Powers.
Friday the 13th is known for being an unlucky day. And while it's not exactly clear when the fear of the number 13 got started, it is something that persists even now. Western cultures have usually associated the number 12 with completeness, while 13 wasn't so fortunate. Pop culture-wise, a number of tragic events have happened on Friday the 13th, including the death of Tupac Shakur and the crash of the Costa Concordia cruise ship. Today is also the first and only Friday the 13th in 2022. So AMC is celebrating with an all-day Friday the 13th movie marathon.
Interesting. It is Friday the 13th, no doubt about this. We're going to roll past our superstitious beliefs and get you to traffic and weather together on the 8th, 528 at WFMD. So nice to see you. Thank you for checking in.
930 WFMD Business Update.
It's 551 at WFMD, and that means Chris Murray checking in with the first look at business on this Friday, the 13th, 2022. Chris, top of the morning to you, sir. TGIF, markets mixed on Thursday.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. Thanks. It was a little quieter yesterday. We saw the Dow minus just 103 points. The S&P 500 really flat, down just 5 points, and the NASDAQ up 6 points. So, yeah, pretty quiet day, which I think people were happy to see yesterday.
You know, Chris, I'm totally convinced that the Biden administration just doesn't want to fix inflation. They don't want to do anything about the rising price of everything. And yesterday, the PPI, which is the producer inflation price index, I guess, remained high last month, and we all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Labor Department said, that the producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level before it reaches us as consumers, was at 11% from April the previous year. So, you've got the analysts that were looking for a decrease down to 10.7%. That was the expectation, and obviously just didn't get it. So we continue to see really serious inflation problems. The previous day, the CPI or the Consumer Price Index, it was down a little bit, but not as much as economists were expecting. So, we continue to see this pricing pressure no matter where you look, whether it's energy or food or automobiles, electronics, apparel. You name it, even hotel and airline costs are up. So it's across the board, and everybody's talking about it. I mean, I had a friend stop by last night, and one of the things that came up pretty quick in the conversation was how much it costs to fill up his vehicle.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I've used some words before about filling up the vehicle these days. Demoralizing is one word that comes to mind. And it just makes me angry when I look at the price of gas every day. I would be less angry, Chris, if I knew there wasn't a fix, if I knew the government couldn't do anything, right? But they can. There's numerous things they can do. They can suspend the federal gas tax, and they can suspend the state gas tax, which would give us a little relief. They can use our natural resources. Alaska is just waiting to be tapped for oil production, but they don't want to do that because the radical left in the Democrat Party has this climate initiative that they want to carry out at all costs, at all costs.
Well, yeah, and it's hurting the people that can't take the pain. It hurts them the most, so it's a concerted effort. We saw that on day one. It's not like this is a conspiracy theory. It's obvious that they really are trying to destroy traditional energy resources. We even talked earlier in the week, the Secretary General of the United Nations is saying that, they don't want any further exploration, and they don't want banks to loan funds to those companies that are trying to find energy to bring prices down. So this is, like I said, it's a concerted effort, and it's sad. It's really pathetic.
You know, and what's crazy is some of the far-left politicians that are pushing this, they don't have electric vehicles. They're still driving around in gas guzzlers, which to me is, speaks of the hypocrisy of the whole climate change hoax. It's 5:55. Chris, what are you watching today?
Today we have import-export prices, University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report, and that Baker Hughes rig count will come out. We see Brent at 108.66 this morning, actually up higher.
All right, fantastic. And we will be checking in with you throughout the morning, Chris, as always. Appreciate it. Great job. And we'll talk next hour. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's 5:56 at WFMD.